You know, you saw a chin and ball.
Yeah. What shape were these berries? They're just...
You mean...
That you're thinking of.
This is kind of small. They're not too big, you know.
Well, they got some big ones.
And long, you know, they're kind of long.
Long.
What color are they?
They're black when they're black. Black.
And have a short stem tone. That's a name for them, but I just can't think of the name.
Is it muscadines or something?
No.
Cotton muscadine grows on, you know, on vine in the tree. Pick up the tree and it's full of muscadine. You go in the woods, you can pick them up.
I don't think I've...
Yeah, but they don't have those things anymore.
Oh, yeah, I just pick them up in the woods. Like back of Rebecca and everything, back over there.
But I'm thinking about those bears. I just can't recall the name.
It was muscadine.
What kinds of bushes or vines would make your skin break out if you touched them?
Oh.
Poison ivy.
Poison ivy. Poison ivy.
How do you recognize that when you see it?
Well, that's...
They got two or three different kinds.
You can tell, I mean,
they
you
got
know,
some that
what
got
it is.
A round ball in it.
Mm-hmm.
And believe it or not, that's a long time ago now. Because one old woman told me to do that. I had a sister called caught the poison ivy one year. And she got dropped all over her body, face. She couldn't badly see for 3 or 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
Her eyes had got swollen and full of soles. And we had tied up a sheet, come even with her head, but the sheet wouldn't touch her body from that poison ivy.
Mm-hmm.
And one old woman in the neighborhood, and that ain't too much a doctor could do for that. Or he'd give him some kind of salve to help out, you know, because it would get dry and look like it would crack up.
Mm-hmm.
This, I caught it one time, but I didn't have it bad at all. She said, look, you didn't have it bad this year, but you don't know what's coming next year. She said, come on. Make some kind of humbug and said a little prayer or something. She said, I know they got them because I saw them myself. When the road would turn, they had a bunch of small trees along the fence on the side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
And those vines would grow up in there. And those poison ivy, they had some little black moss. It'd be green and they get red and they get black. It's like a blackberry.
Mm-hmm.
But it'd be like a small marble.
Mm-hmm.
She said, take 3 of them and swallow them. She said, you'll never catch it no more.
I
didn't believe in that, you know. I didn't believe in that, those kind of...
I caught that one time, and I had it all around my eyes and all. It's the first and only time. I have a daughter that had that one time, at least both of them. One of them, she caught it so bad that, I don't know, it gave her, she had sores, you know, and she couldn't even sit down.
Mm-hmm.
And then it caused an abscess inside. She had to go to the hospital and they had to open that. And don't you remember Doris? For about 3 days she couldn't see. Had to bring her to the doctor every day. One day she told me she wanted some spaghetti. She wanted me to cook her some spaghetti. I cooked her the spaghetti and then she couldn't feed herself. Because it was all over her eyes, she couldn't see.
Wasn't eyes of mine.
Yes, and some people that just to go around those vines and those leaves that it catches, mm-hmm. you know. And other people that just can go in there and
I done just like that old woman told me.
Mm-hmm.
Swallowed 3 seeds and never caught.
That's bad stuff.
Say if a married woman didn't want to make up her own mind about something, she'd say, well, I have to ask.